弟兄姊妹，请仍旧翻开哥罗西书第二章。对不起，约翰一书第二章。
Brothers and sisters, let us turn again to 1 John chapter 2.
我们读两节咯。
We'll read two verses.
27. 你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，只有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。小子们啊，你们要住在主里面，这样他若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧，当他来的时候，在他面前也不至于惭愧。
And yourselves, the unction which you have received from him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone should teach you.But as the same unction teaches you as to all things, and is true and is not a lie, and even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him. And now, children, abide in him, that if he be manifested, we may have boldness and not be put to shame from before him at his coming. Let us pray.
主，我们再一次到你面前来。
Lord, we again come before you.
我们有望你将赐人智慧启示的灵想赐给我们。
Lord, we look upon you to give to us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫我们里面的眼睛被照明。
That the eyes of our heart may be enlightened.
可以看见你要我们看见的事。
That we may come to see what you want us to see.
又叫我们心里面明白你要我们明白的事。
And for us to understand in our heart what you want us to understand.
感谢赞美我们的主。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
在你救赎的恩典里面，你为我们预备了一切。
In our salvation, you have prepared all things for us.
我们都是活在恩典里面的人。
And we are those who are living in the grace.
有望主帮助我们去善用你所赏赐的恩典。
Lord, help us that we may indeed make use of this grace.
叫我们常保守自己在主的里面。
That we will ever remain and abide in the Lord.
我们有望你。
We look upon you.
愿主带领我们下面的交通。
And Lord, lead us in our following sharing.
引我们更清楚地看见你手里面的工作。
Lead us to see more clearly the work that is in your hands.
我们这样仰望祈祷奉主耶稣基督的名。
As we wait and look upon you in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们继续要去看到恩膏的教训这个学习的时候。
As we again look to see what this teaching of the unction is.
有很多方面的事情我们需要还要留意一下的。
That's again several things we need to pay attention to.
我会先留意了这一部分，然后再从另一个方面去看。
First we'll look at these various aspects before we go on further to see.
在我们学习去跟随恩膏的教训的时候。
In our learning to indeed follow the teaching of the unction.
一个非常容易打岔我们的学习的呢。
Something that always distracts us from this learning.
乃是我们自己有自己的主意。
So often we indeed have our own liking.
而这个主意呢是非常的强烈。
And this liking of ours is ever so strong.
我们用文雅的说话来讲。
To say it more literally.
那个就是说我们的主观个人的主观太强。
And all indeed are subjective knowledge is far too strong.
在我们的心思里面我们很强烈的要求要去做一些事要去选择一些物。
In our thoughts, we really want to choose something and to indeed go about having it.
在这样的情形底下呢就常常会误会了恩膏的教训。
And so often under such circumstances, we misunderstand the teaching of the unction.
所谓误会恩膏的教训呢，就是将自己的主观的愿望就当作了是恩膏的教训。
And we take our own subjective thoughts and feelings and think that they are indeed the teaching of the unction.
譬如说
For example,
现在有一个很新的 電子遊戲機出嚟啦，係細俾細蚊仔。
It's a new computer game for the kids.
咁我又係一個細蚊仔。
And I'm a child.
我就向神祈禱啦。
And I pray to God.
神啊，你係全能嘅神。
God, you are the Almighty God.
你係樂意施恩嘅神。
And you're also one who delights to show grace.
我好想得到一個電子遊戲機。
I really like this computer game.
求你感動爸爸或者媽媽買俾我。
Please move mom or dad to buy it for me.
咁你祈禱完咗咧
？And after your prayer,
你越嚟越覺得，哎呀，我就嚟有個遊戲機。
And you keep feeling the fact that I'm
just
about to get a computer game.
因為你真係好想有個遊戲機。
Because you really wanted it.
喺你個主觀嘅上邊咧，你好強烈嘅要求，要得到一個遊戲機。
Subjectively, you really wanted this.
所以你發夢都係想住嗰個遊戲機。
And you dream about it as well.
喺咁樣嘅情況底下咧
，under such a situation，
我哋就非常非常容易將呢一個咁樣嘅主觀嘅傾向，就當咗佢係聖靈係恩膏嘅教訓。
Under such situation, our subjective feelings, we take it to be the teaching of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹喺呢件喺呢點上邊咧，我哋必須。要有一個認定。
In here, we really need to be determined.
你點樣分辨嗰個係主觀嘅願望，定係話係恩膏嘅教訓呢
？How do you distinguish between your subjective feelings and, in fact, the teaching of the Holy Spirit？
嗱，仍然係24節嘅嗰句聖經嗰個原則。
And verse 24 is still the principle.
恩膏嘅教訓係帶我哋去滿足神嘅。
The teaching of the unction leads us to satisfy God.
唔係叫我哋去滿足自己。
It never, indeed, is to satisfy ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，你能夠掌握住呢一點嘅時候咧，你就唔容易自己呃自己。
If you are able to lay hold of this one point, then you will not be deceiving yourself.
一切引我哋去滿足自己嘅咧，那個都唔係出於恩膏嘅教訓。
Anything that leads us to satisfy our own self.Will not be the teaching of the unction.
恩膏嘅教訓一顯出嚟，就係叫我哋面對面見到神。
The teaching of the unction, when it's seen, indeed will have us face to face with God.
享用神嘅喜悅。
Indeed, to enjoy the pleasure of God.
提到呢一方面嘅時候
，When we talk about this,
我就想用一個聖經嘅例子嚟俾弟兄姊妹去好清楚嘅能夠掌握住。
I want to use an example in the Bible for us to be able to see this clearly.
弟兄姊妹，你曉得保羅喺《使徒行傳》裏頭，喺佢記錄落嚟，聖靈同佢記錄落嚟嘅事咧，佢就犯咗一個好大嘅錯誤。
Paul in Acts for what has been recorded down of him in the book had in fact committed a very serious wrong。
聖靈特別將保羅嗰件事情好詳細嘅記錄落嚟。
And the Holy Spirit especially recorded this at length.
為咗係要俾我哋曉得喺屬靈嘅學習上邊，完全唔能夠參雜自己嘅成分喺嗰處。
So that in our learning about the teaching of the unction, we will not indeed mix it up with anything.
弟兄姊妹記得保羅喺佢最後嗰個使徒行傳記載佢最後嘅行程嘅時候咧。
And in Acts, when it records of Paul's very final journey,
用咗好幾章嘅聖經嚟記載嗰件事情嘅開始同埋結局。
And several chapters of the Bible have been used to indeed describe the start and end of the whole matter.
就係佢要上耶路撒冷。
He wanted to go to Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹曉得神揀選掃羅嘅時候，已經好清楚話俾佢知。
And brothers and sisters are aware of the fact that when God chose Saul, He already told him
神對他的使用不是在猶太人的中間
that God would use him not among the Jews
神對他的使用是在外邦人的當中
but rather among the Gentiles
神已經明明告訴他知你說什麼都好了猶太人不聽你的
and God already said to him whatever you have to say to the Jews they will not listen to you
但在人的感覺嘅上邊咧
，but in man's own feelings，
總覺得我 保罗从主中间的关系，那个由敌对以至到我完全为了他来活着呢，这个是非常非常戏剧性的。
And for Paul, from the time when he was dead against the Lord to the time when he turned and fully committed himself to the Lord, how dramatic that change was.
而且呢，摆出一个这样的见证呢，这个见证是强到叫人没办法不服下来的。
And this testimony, if it is put before man, will cause man to indeed submit.
在人的感觉上面会有这样的倾向。
And from man's feeling, they would think that way.
但是神明明告诉他们,
But God said to him,
犹太人不听你的,
The Jews will not listen to you.
我要用你是用你在外邦。
I will use you among the Gentiles.
这个是神起初拣选他的时候已经很清楚对他说明的了。
God already said that to him right from the start at the beginning.
但是保罗呢，因为神使用他起初听神的话在外邦来做工。
To start with, how Paul listened to God and worked among the Gentiles.
一次、两次、三次这样出外。
Once, twice, a third time on his journeys.
神都给他很大的祝福。
And God blessed him greatly.
他又实实在在是被神用着来建立了很多的教会。
And God in fact used him to establish many churches.
当他看到神用着他带出咁多嘅果效嘅时候
，When he saw how God used him to bring about much result，
佢心里边有一个好沉重嘅负担
，In his heart had risen a very heavy burden。
佢话神用着我嚟叫咁多外邦人得着拯救
，God had used me to save this many Gentiles。
而我自己本邦嘅犹太人系对主嘅恩救恩系拒绝得咁。厉害。
However, my fellow Jews, they are still rejecting this salvation.
我必须要翻到犹太人嘅中间去，将佢哋带到主嘅面前。
I must go in the midst and bring the Lord to them.
等之后到到呢一个时候
，until this point，
呢个由《使徒行传》第十九章开始嘅啦。
And we know this is the start of chapter 19 of Acts.
你可以发现从19章到28章。
You know that from chapter 19 right through to 28.
一共10章的圣经。
Some 10 chapters of the Bible.
就是讲保罗这一件事。
It speaks of this one matter.
你留意到神用圣灵用了这么多的篇幅来讲到保罗的这一件事呢，那件事一定是相当严重的。
And for God to have used this many chapters to talk about this one thing of Paul, it must have been very serious.
因为保罗在这一次的事情上面呢，是可以说是犯了一个很严重的过失。
And we can say for Paul, this he has committed a very serious wrong.
他的过失在哪里呢？
Where is this wrong?
唔系佢做错咗乜嘢道德上面嘅事。
It's not that he had done anything wrong morally。
又唔系佢处理错咗有啲乜嘢喺教会中间发生嘅问题。
Or that he had done anything wrong within the church。
而系出问题出在佢自己行走喺自己个人嘅热心嗰度。
But the problem is that he had indeed tried to work according to his own zeal.
而这个热心强烈到一个地步呢，是将神的引导带领，就是我们特别所提及的这个恩膏的教训呢，压了下去。
It was so serious to a point where, in fact, the teaching of unction had been suppressed.
我就唔细细致致同弟兄姊妹睇佢个整个过程。
I will not go through with brothers and sisters in detail the whole matter。
我只系俾弟兄姊妹你了解到有一件咁样嘅事。
I just want brothers and sisters to know and be aware that there's such a thing。
到到我哋自己个人读圣经嘅时候，你去发现。
And as you read the Bible yourself, you can discover it for
yourself。真实个经过系点样
？How the process of going through is like。
当保罗。自己决定咗我要上耶路撒冷。
When Paul decided that he would go to Jerusalem,
马上喺佢嘅身上边咧，圣恩膏嘅教训就出现。
And straight away, the teaching of unction appears in him.
点样出现法呢
？How did it appear？
不過我會俾弟兄姊妹睇睇好
嘅。I think it's probably best
印象深的咁多。
For brothers and sisters to look at it，
我哋實在係會時常犯呢一個毛病嘅。
So it can be more deeply impressed in us because this is often the problem we face。
使徒行傳十九章
Acts 19，
你就睇到保羅喺以弗所顯明咗神好厲害、好厲害嘅。復興教會的工作。
And in Ephesus, it showed how God had so greatly done a work of revival in the church.
咁然後呢
？Then，
我哋嚟到第二十章咧，你就睇到一件事情啦。
When we come to chapter 20, one thing we see.
喺二十章裏面提到一件咩事呢
？In chapter 20, what is it that we see？
我揾嗰句説話出嚟俾你睇。
I'll just bring, I'll just find the verse for you.
第三節嘅拉尾。
The end of verse 3.
他就定意從馬其頓回去。
That, the resolution was, adopted of returning through Macedonia.
咁回去邊處呢
?Going where?
十六節。
Verse 16.
因为保罗早已定义越过以弗所，免得在亚西亚耽延，他就急忙前走，巴不得赶五旬节能到耶路撒冷。
For Paul thought that it desirable to sail by Ephesus so that he might not be made to spend time in Asia, for he hastened if it were possible for him to be.The day of Pentecost at Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹注意了，你两个地方提到呢，是保罗自己定义要这样做，要这样做。
I take note that in these two verses, we read of how Paul was determined to do such a thing.
咁换句说话来讲呢，要上耶路撒冷呢件事情，是保罗自己个人的意思。
In other words, going to Jerusalem would have been Paul's own intention.
咁佢个人呢个意思好唔好呢？
Is this a good intention?
好到極點。
It is indeed is a very good intention.
你點知佢嘅意思係為咗乜嘢呢
？Do you know for what reason he's going there?
當弟兄姊妹你讀羅馬書第九章嘅時候咧，你就知道啦。
If you were to read Romans chapter 9, then you would know.
羅馬書第九章保羅就講到啦。
Romans 9, Paul said.
我為咗以色列人就係我骨肉之親。
And The Israelites, in fact, my own bones and flesh.
我就係同佢哋換一個位置。
I'm willing even to take their place.
我情願去受咒詛，而佢哋能夠得救。
I'd rather be cursed for them to be saved.
我都甘心情願。
I'm willing for that.
呢個上耶路撒冷之前嘅保羅嗰個心思。
This would have been Paul's own thoughts before going or planning to go to Jerusalem.
但係問你話呢個心思有冇錯呢？
This thought would have been wrong.
你絕對唔能夠話佢錯。
You can't say that he was wrong.
你冇根據話佢錯。
There's no basis to say that he was wrong.
你巴不得所有神嘅兒女對於福音嘅傳開有咁樣嘅負擔。
You only wish that for every child of God to have such a burden for the gospel.
但呢個咁好嘅題目
，but for such a good a topic，
咁好嘅意思。
Such a good intention.
竟然摆喺保罗嘅身上边咧，就成咗件唔准确嘅事。
And when it came to Paul, it seems that this was no longer all that right.
唔准确喺边个地方咧
？Where has it been right? Not right.
唔准确就系话神根本就唔要佢去。
Now God did not want him to go.
但系佢嗰个热心催促佢，我一定要去。
But his zeal pushed him on that he wanted to go.
好啦，而家我哋开始嚟注意啦，神怎样用着恩膏的教训来阻止他
？Then we see how God used the teaching of the unction to try to stop him.
圣灵又怎样显明嗰个环境来阻止他
？And the Holy Spirit also revealed through the situation to stop him.
我哋喺翻二十章嚟特别注意一件事。
We also especially take note what is in chapter 20.
保罗曾经在以弗所这个地方停过两年多。
And Paul had in fact remained in Ephesus for some 2 years.
所以他對以弗所教會有個好深的感情。
So he indeed has a very special relationship with
Ephesus. 但因為要趕住要在五旬節之前去到耶路撒冷。
But because he was indeed trying to get to Jerusalem for the Pentecost.
他就不打算在以弗所停留了。
So he had no intention to stay in Ephesus.
他就請人去將以弗所教會的長老就請他們來到米利都那個地方。
So he in fact had the elders and he called them to Miletus to meet him.
在那處跟以弗所的教會的長老見面。
And there to meet up with the elders of Ephesus there.
交通。
And to have
a fellowship. 你留意他交通的話。
See what he was sharing with them.
一前一後我不提了。
I won't talk about anything before or after.
从22节开始,
from verse 22.
现在我往耶路撒冷去，心甚迫切，不知道在那里遇见什么事，但知道圣灵在各城里向我指证说，有捆锁与患难等待着我。
And now, behold, bound in my spirit, I go to Jerusalem.Not knowing what things shall happen to me in it. Only that the Holy Spirit testified to me in every city, saying that bonds and tribulations await me. How did Paul see this? It seems not a big matter to him. In fact, I do not care for my life.
将神的福音传得出去的时候就得了。
As long as the gospel of God is being preached.
所以刚才我特别同弟兄姊妹说，无论你从哪个角度去看保罗当时那个心思，那个心思都是绝对的对的。
And no matter how you look at the very thought of Paul, you can see that the thought itself is very right.
但是因为这件事情不在神的旨意的定规的里面。
But this matter not being in the will of God.
所以一件对的事情就变了不准确。
So what is right is no longer all that right.
那保罗自己知不知道呢？
Did Paul know?
你留意他跟以弗所的 教会的长老讲的话你就知道了。
And if you take note of his conversation with the elders of Ephesus, you know.
当他有了这样的定义的时候，
When he was determined to do this,
圣灵就在各个地方来向他说明你这条路程的结局是怎样。
And in every place, it seems that Holy Spirit stirred up, letting him know what the outcome of this whole thing would be.
你说圣灵是预备他的心思去接受难处嘛。
You say, oh, the Holy Spirit is preparing his thoughts to accept difficulties.
当然如果这件事情是主要他去的，他这样来预备的心思又是非常对的。
And if this was something that God had prepared him for, then this would be a right.
但弟兄姊妹注意了。
But take note, brothers and sisters.
他说当他是定义要上耶路撒冷的时候，
When he was determined to go to Jerusalem,
我们中文圣经这个翻译就不是那么妥当了。
And the Chinese Bible translation may not be all that correct.
他说我心甚迫切啊。
Says, the Chinese translation says, my heart is ever so urgent.
哎呀，我好紧急。
I'm really urgent.
哎呦，而家早啲唔到到耶路撒冷。
I really want to get to Jerusalem quickly.
但系翻译嘅人呢，都知道咁样译法啊，有啲唔系咁妥当。
And those who were doing the translation knew this wasn't the correct translation.
所以佢哋喺字仔嗰处咧，佢就注明一个事实啦。
And in the little the small letters, it points us out to us.
我唔知我哋弟兄姊妹，你平常读圣经有冇留意啲字仔嘅
？I don't know when you read your Bible whether you take note of the little footnotes.
你话唉，字仔啊，梗系冇乜咁紧要要噶啦。
You think, oh, those little footnotes, they can't be that important.
如果紧要就唔系字仔噶啦。
If they were important, they can't be that small.
弟兄姊妹，如果我哋咁样想法咧，就错啦。
If this is what we think, then we are in the wrong.
所有圣经里面，佢哋仲再用注仔、字仔嚟喺度注一注嘅咧，你一定要留心。
If in any Bible translation they actually have footnotes, then you have to pay attention.
嗱，弟兄姊妹，你喺呢个地方，你去留意个字仔讲乜嘢
？And in here, you take note of the footnote.
个字仔就话喺个迫切嘅下边。
Well, it says that I'm rather urgent.
是原文作心被捆绑。
And the original translation or word says bound in my spirit.
弟兄姊妹看到吗？
Friends, sisters, can you see?
个心被捆绑同埋心神迫切就天同地咁远啦。
In fact, what a difference it is to be urgent in our heart and to be bound in spirit.
迫切是一件好事。
It's good to have urgency.
但是被捆绑就不是一件好事。
But to be bound isn't.
因为为什么是被捆绑呢？
Why am I bound?
因为这件事不是在神的定规的里面。
Because this is not according to God's intention.
不是在神的差遣的里头。
God did not send him.
但是保罗好急咁要去咧，系出于佢自己个人嘅热心。
And this urgency that has come out from Paul has been of his own。
喺神嘅面前，神唔讲阿门嘅。
And before God, God will not say amen。
所以圣灵喺各个地方里边都拦咗佢。
So in every place, it seems that God is
trying to stop him。喺佢个人身上边，亦显出嗰个恩膏嘅教训。
And even on himself, here we see the teaching of the unction。
我心里边。受捆绑
I'm bound in my spirit.
听到佢读吗？
Can you hear what it's been said?
比较个心仲严重啲。
It is even more serious than just my heart.
系我嘅灵受到捆绑。
My spirit is bound.
弟兄姊妹，系乜嘢嘢会叫我哋嘅灵受捆绑
？What would cause our spirit to be bound?
定规是在神的面前有过不去的事。
What we have determined, in fact, cannot bypass God.
这个就是恩膏的教训的另外的一面。
This is the other thing that we have as far as the teaching of the
unction. 也说明了我们下周那里看到说圣灵既然禁止他又耶稣的灵又不答应就是一回这样的事。
And just as we have read in the afternoon, how the Holy Spirit forbidden,And also the Spirit of Jesus did not allow it is to do with this matter.
但在亚西亚的时候保罗是跟随着主的管理带领来行走。
But while in Asia, Paul was indeed relying on the Lord and Holy Spirit to lead him.
所以他的路程是非常的顺畅。
So his journey was very smooth.
我们没有时间去看那段话。
We have no time to look at those passages.
但是如果你熟悉那段的话你就晓得一件事情是 很重要的。
But if you are familiar with the words, you know something very important.
那次的圣灵的禁止或者耶稣的灵不答应乃是引导保罗将福音从亚洲传入欧洲。
And you find that forbidden by the Holy Spirit and also not allowed by the Spirit of Jesus,Led Paul to preach the gospel from Asia into Europe.
福音第一次传入欧洲就是那一次。
In fact, the first time the gospel went through to Europe, that was the instant.
但如今同样是为了传福音。
And today, this is here is the same for the sake of the gospel.
但是这一次就这个传福音的心意就不是用在主的定规的里头。
But this thought wasn't really in the Lord.
所以呢保罗一路行就一路孭重担。
So as Paul went on in his journey, he was carrying indeed a burden.
一路行就一路冇咗安息。
The more he walked, the less rest he had.
唔单止系咁样噃。
Not only that.
从二十章之后
，from chapter 20,
保罗连续去到两个地方。
Paul went on to two places.
神嘅圣灵都特别感动当地嘅弟兄姊妹嚟。提及到圣灵话俾佢哋知，保罗唔应该上耶路撒冷。
And in those places, the Lord sent brothers and sisters who are stirred up by the Holy Spirit to tell Paul that he shouldn't be going to Jerusalem.
甚至神喺耶路撒冷打发一个先知阿加布嚟到明指住话。
And God even sent a prophet Agabus from Jerusalem to tell Paul.
他用保罗自己那条腰带来绑住保罗。
He used the girdle of Paul to tie him up.
就说耶路撒冷的人要用这个腰带的主人来绑住那个主人。
And the people in Jerusalem will indeed bound the owner of this girdle.
所以接连在行程上所经过的地方弟兄们都在那处告诉他不应该去了。
And even as he went through those places, the brethren, in fact, asked Paul not to go to Jerusalem.
但是保罗实在是很强烈很强烈要求要去。
But Paul was rather strong, having made up his mind to go.
所以他就去到耶路撒冷。
So he went to Jerusalem.
但弟兄姊妹，当你细心读《使徒行传》的时候，
Francis, we are indeed careful in reading Acts.
非常清楚地看到一件事。
You'll be very clear to see this.
如果照着保罗当时那个这样的心情，他去到耶路撒冷必须是要轰轰烈烈的来做一番服侍。
He would indeed go to Jerusalem and did a wonderful and great service there.
但是实际的问题是什么呢？
Where is the problem?
我不详细同弟兄姊妹看了。
I won't look at this in detail with you.
当你看到保罗一到耶路撒冷，整个人好像变咗软皮蛇咁样。
And when you see him entering Jerusalem, he seems to become very weak.
不过喺外邦嘅时候，佢非常有力嘅，将主嘅真道传扬开去。
Among the Gentiles, he was able to preach the word of God with indeed power and zest.
但你冇想到，当佢一到咗耶路撒冷，佢竟然喺真道上边。
And we find that how he compromised on the truth when he was in Jerusalem.
而这个妥协下来之后呢，就令到他整个的灵都好像昏沉了。
And because he did this compromise, it seems that his whole spirit was then lost.
所以结果他就被真是被人监禁起上来。
And he was indeed oppressed by those Jews there.
经过很多的事情。
And many things happened.
人家留他在监里面成两年。
And he was left in jail for 2 years.
圣灵的记录就是说呢，他两年留在监里面根本是没有理由的。
And the Holy Spirit says that there's no reason for him to be there.
因为他并没有犯过什么事。
He had not committed any wrong.
他又没有做过什么事是跟人过不去。
He hadn't done anything to have offended
anyone. 凭什么将他困在监里面呢？
Why was he in jail?
成几乎两年这么长的时间。
It was as long as 2 years.
神慢慢慢慢让他灵里面苏醒翻过来。
God gradually allow him for his spirits to indeed be awakened.
当他的灵里一苏醒过来的时候，他立刻就发现一件事。
When he was awakened in spirit,
我想耶路撒冷果然是想错了。
That he realized it had been wrong for him to
go to Jerusalem. 我要走自己的路。
I've been running my own way.
咁结果我就被人运起上来。
So I've indeed been in prison.
我去想去耶路撒冷，我要做嘅我做唔到。
I went to Jerusalem wanting to do what I want to do and fail.
结果就被困咗喺嗰处。
As a result, I was in prison.
但系后到佢心灵里边苏醒过嚟嘅时候
，But when he was awakened in spirit,
佢睇明白啦。
He was clear.
所以喺写以弗所书嘅时候
，So when he wrote the book of Ephesians,
当佢写腓利门书的时候
，When he wrote the book of Philemon，
佢就点样介绍佢自己呢
？What did he？ How did he introduce himself？
佢话我系耶稣基督嘅囚徒。
He says I'm the bondman of the Lord Jesus。
我哋中文圣经系翻译得
，I'm a prisoner，
好文雅。
And they're very literally translated in Chinese， gently as well。
中文圣经翻译佢成系点样呢？他说我为耶稣基督被囚的。
I'm a prisoner of the Lord Jesus.
我所以坐监是因为为了耶稣基督的缘故。
I'm in prison because of the Lord Jesus.
但保罗自己里面不是这样认定。
But this is not what Paul saw for himself.
保罗看到人就没有理由来运起他。
As far as reason is concerned, there is none to imprison.
但我真的被运起上来。
But it seems that I'm now in prison.
咁究竟边个困我呢
？Who is actually imprisoning me？
系主嚟困我。
It is the Lord.
主睇见我太好动啦。
The Lord sees that I'm one who is breaking free.
所以就话，你都不如安静一下。
I'm too active, and so the Lord wants me to take a rest.
所以你就去嗰处等两年，慢慢静静地去学习我要你学习嗰啲。
So you have to spend this 2 years to learn quietly what I want you to learn.
所以等住，如果我哋读圣经读得深得咁多嘅时候咧，你会发现一件事情。
If you read the Bible in more deeply, you will realize one thing.
保罗坐监之前嘅交通系喺属灵嘅层次上边咧，系比较浅的咁多。
And the letters that Paul had written before he was in prison would have been in fact much lesser.
是真理的說明呢是比較多啲。真理的說明。
Explanation of truth perhaps a bit more.
但是在坐監之後呢他所發表他所寫出來的書信呢
But after his imprisonment, the letters that he wrote,
你明顯睇到係又高咗一層深咗一層。
You find that it's indeed a level higher in that and also much deeper.
係生命信息嘅釋放。
It is in fact the message of our life.
我哋感謝神，你明明睇到神嘅手喺嗰處。
You can see very clearly the hand of God.
但我哋唔講嗰件事情嘅嗰個嘅結局，因為有好多弟兄姊妹咧就覺得保羅喺嗰件事冇做錯到啊，做錯之後佢唔會有監坐監之後咁高深嘅嗰個屬靈嘅領會啊。
Brothers and sisters may think that Paul could not have been in the wrong. If he had, after the imprisonment, he wouldn't have this great spiritual enlightenment.
但我哋如果細心去注意嘅話，你實在係睇到嗰個係神自己嘅特別嘅造就嚟帶出嚟。
And if we look, read carefully, we will know this is God's own hand in bringing all this forward.
講得嚴肅啲就係話神有管教喺嗰度。
To put it more seriously, God was disciplining.
但係呢在管教的里头有丰厚的恩典的扶持。
And in the disciplining, I find that God had His grace in sustaining.
那我讲保罗这件的事情的目的在哪里呢
?In talking about Paul, where's the purpose of it?
那是让弟兄姊妹你领会到在属灵的追求上面绝对不能够加上人的热心或者说主观的要求。
And in the teaching or in learning of the Lord, you can't add on your own zeal or in fact your subjective feelings.
这些事物一加上去就扰乱了主自己在我们身上面那个带领。
The moment you have any of this in there, it will indeed deviate from the leading of the Lord.
我们留意过这类这样的事情的时候
When we take note of such instances,
我们就记得圣经上面一句很清楚的说话。
We are reminded of a very clear verse in the Bible.
他说不要消灭圣灵的感动。
It says, do not quench the Holy Spirit.
不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Do not quench the Holy Spirit.
你怎样会消灭圣灵的感动呢?
How would you quench the Holy Spirit?
一方面就是说你不理他。
On one hand, you could have ignored him.
你根本就不理他。
You do not care about that.
另一方面呢,
On the other hand,
你用一个你自己的理由来盖过它,
that you use your own reasoning to cover it over.
但是不理你是什么的原因,
it doesn't matter what
the reason. 你引出来的结果就是消灭了圣灵的感动。
The outcome is that you quench the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹, 我们圣灵特别用着保罗来留下一个这样的榜样啊，这个不是一个很好的榜样。
And we find that the Holy Spirit has left Paul as an example, although not a good one.
可以说是对所有神的儿女一个很严重的提醒。
You can say that in fact it's a very great and serious reminder for the children of God.
要叫我们在跟随主的事情上面要非常非常的严谨。
So that in following after the Lord, how we need to be a very serious.
好啦，而家我哋就要特别嚟留注意啦。
Now we have to pay particular attention.
呢个恩膏嘅教训系唔系喺新约嘅时候突然间跑出嚟嘅呢
？This teaching of the unction has it just come through in the New Testament time？
喺旧约嘅日子嘅里边，神有冇恩膏嘅教训嘅同一类嘅事情出嚟呢
？And in the Old Testament, was there any teaching of the unction which is similar？
如果我们去留意的话在旧约的日子里面神都是这样来作工的对于神所使用的人。
If we pay attention, we know that even in the Old Testament, for those whom God had used, He had also taught them in the same way.
虽然在旧约的里面不是所有同主有关系的人都有圣灵。
Although for those who had any dealings with God in the Old Testament, not every one of them had the Holy Spirit.
不像我们今天在救恩里面的人每一个人都有圣灵。
Unlike in the New Testament, for every one of us who believe, we do have the Holy Spirit.
但是神作工的原则仍然是一样这样在旧约里面有出现的。
But the principle of God's work also, in fact, manifests itself in the Old Testament.
立法士,王師母就跟一班姊妹弟兄這樣說。
And on Thursday, Simo was sharing with sisters and brothers.
因為立法士那個聚會是姊妹為主,弟兄為父。
And mostly it would have been sisters on that Thursday, and then brothers.
今天我們是全教會在這裡。
And today, the whole assembly is here.
他在溝通裡面提到大衛連續有幾件事情。
And in her sharing, she mentioned several incidences of David.
他跟掃羅之間發生過一些事情,
the things that happened between him and Saul, and how he was rebuked from within.
弟兄姊妹,那就是恩膏的教訓在舊約的日子裡面都有出現。
And in fact, that was also the teaching of the unction as seen in the Old Testament.
但不像是在新約裡面那麼普遍,
but it's not as common as in the New Testament.
在新約裡面,是所有蒙恩得救的人都經歷這個主的帶領。
Because in the New Testament, all who are being saved by grace can have such experience of the teaching of the unction.
我們留意到這件事的時候呢,
when we take note of this,
我們就會很清楚發現,
will very clearly discover.
因為這件事情原來是在神的永遠計劃裡面,老祖神就定規了。
This is something that God had already intended in His purpose, eternal purpose.
我們讀這個約翰一書的時候,
when we read 1 John,
那個特別就講到話, 恩膏的教訓就是說, 你不用人教你,你自己就知道的。
And the teaching of the unction is such that you do not need anyone to tell you.
這是人, 舊約裡面的說話,來濃縮在那個說話說出來。
In fact, this in fact summarizes what we read in the Old Testament.
不用人教就懂,那個個都懂啦。
You do not need anyone to teach you, that everyone will know.
真是個個都懂的喎。
True, everyone will know.
弟兄姊妹,我們常常碰到一些弟兄也好,姊妹也好,來問我們一些事。
Often we come across brothers and sisters asking us,
他說,王弟兄,現在我想有這樣,你以為好不好呢?
This, Brother Wong, we are thinking of doing this, this, this and that. What do you think?
究竟合適不合適呢?
Is it good or appropriate?
弟兄姊妹,人家的事,我怎麼可以跟你出主意?
It's your matter, how can I tell you?
但我能夠跟他出一個主意。
Maybe I may have given him some suggestion.
那個主意就是說,你問我做什麼?
The suggestion is, why is it that you ask me?
叫我頂住,我就想看看你的印證怎樣。
He says, oh, I'll see what it is that you have to suggest.
我就告訴弟兄姊妹,如果你碰到這樣的問題,你就不用來問我,又不用去問任何一個人。
And I'll tell them, if you come across such a situation, you have no need to come and ask me or ask any other one.
因為你自己沒有把握。
You don't have the confidence.
你自己都覺得不過得去。
You find that, in fact, you can't let this go.
你想找一個年長的弟兄同你來背書一下, endorse.
You want an elder brother to try to endorse you.
咁樣呢,你就放心去做你想做嘅。Then
you just go ahead and do it easily.
弟兄姊妹,你了解到呢啲咁嘅事情。
You can understand this.
其實神在我們裡面,對我們的教導是非常細緻,而且又準確。
And the teaching of the unction in us indeed is very detailed and very accurate.
你認識真理,真理會告訴你, 什麼是對,什麼是不對。
If you know the truth will tell you what is right and what is wrong.
你不夠認識真理,
if you do not know the truth well,
但是你是得救的人,
however, if you are saved,
神就用恩膏的教訓來補滿你的不夠。
And God will use the teaching of the unction to indeed fill up your lacking.
所以那句話就不用人教你,
it says no one needs to teach you.
我們覺得寶貝的神的救恩, 這是其中的一點。
What's precious about the salvation of God, this is one of it.
任何一個在神的面前, 他如果是尊重神, 敬畏神的話呢, 他應該做什麼, 或者不應該做什麼呢, 他自己完全知道。
And for someone who indeed has been saved and honors and fears God, what he should or should not do, he should know. Because this is the very promise of the teaching of the
ancients.
To see how God had arranged for this.
弟兄姊妹,
shall we turn to Jeremiah in the Old Testament, chapter 31?
31章的第27節。
Is it verse 20?
31章31節。
Brothers and sisters, you have found the place, then you have to look at it, and we'll read it out.
耶和華說日子將到，我要與以色列家和猶大家另立新約。 不像我拉着他们祖宗的手，领他们出埃及地的时候，与他们所立的约。我虽作他们的丈夫，他们却背了我的约。这是耶和华说的。耶和华说，你先读。
Behold, a day is come, says Jehovah, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with them, with their fathers, in the day of my taking them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they broke, although I was a husband unto them, says Jehovah.
耶和华说，那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样：我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上；我要作他们的神，他们要作我的子民。 他们各人不再教导自己的邻舍和自己的弟兄说，你该认识神耶和华，因为他们从最小的到最大的都必认识我。For
this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, says Jehovah, I will put my law in their inward parts, and I will write it in their heart. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know Jehovah, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, says Jehovah, for I will pardon their iniquity, and their sin will I remember no more. During the olden days, where the Israelites had been going downhill until it seems that there is no hope whatsoever for them, God used Jeremiah to announce one thing. It seems to declare the days of the Old Testament is about to end. And God will indeed establish a new covenant with them. And this, what's special about this New Testament? And in the Old Testament, the law was written outwardly. And when God led them, God had to indeed take them by the hand. But when the New Testament comes, God would then write His law in the heart. And to write upon the hearts. And if God's law is in the inward part, so you are not being urged from outwardly. But inwardly, there is this leading for you to live it out. In the New Testament terms, what is this? This is Christ, our life. In salvation, as we receive the life of the Son in us, and His life leads us to God, to please God.
如今呢，我哋同神嗰个关系就从外边入到里边。
Now, the relationship that we have with God enters from outside to within.
从前是根据律法。
In the past, it was according to the law.
现在是根据生命。
Now it is according to life.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个好大好大嘅转变。
This indeed is a very great change.
我唔详细睇呢段嘅话，但系弟兄姊妹你留意呢段嘅话喺新约嘅里头系俾引用咗好几次。
And I have not talked about this with brothers and sisters, but here these verses have been quoted in the New Testament several times.
在希伯来书里面又引过去。
And in Hebrews, this has been quoted.
而当希伯来书引用过去之后，说明了一些事之后呢，就落咗个结论。
And after this was quoted, a conclusion was made.
那个结论是什么呢？
What's the conclusion?
他说律法原来是将来美事的影儿。
Says that the law indeed is a foreshadow of what is to come.
就讲出神在旧约里面用律法来带领以色列人。
In the Old Testament times, God used the law to lead them.
只不过就好像个影。
It is just a foreshadow.
但实际上面呢，是要叫人从呢个影去睇到嗰个实体。
And it is for man to see from the shadow of the real substance.
嗰个实体系乜嘢呢？
What's the real substance?
神嘅儿子。
It is the Son of God.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
We thank and praise our God.
因为当我哋睇到呢个恩膏嘅教训嘅时候，我哋就碰到当日神用耶利米所宣告嘅嗰段嘅话。
When we talk about the teaching of unction, we see how God announced it in the days of Jeremiah.
而耶利米宣告呢段嘅话呢？ 是宣告了神在创世之前所作的安排。
In fact, what Jeremiah was announcing was what God had in fact arranged for before the foundation of the world.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
因此弟兄姊妹，如今我们看到了。
Now we see.
我们怎样维持我们常住在主里面呢？
How can we maintain and keep abiding in the law?
固然我们一面是更丰富的去认识。 吸收神自己的话来作我们生活的指导。
Of course, we should more abundantly absorb the word of God to be our abundance.
另外呢，我们要注意恩膏的教训在我们身上面的那个带领。
And we also need to take note of the teaching of the unction and his leading.
好了，剩下一些的时候呢，我要将整个的问题去带到一个很明确的。
And for the remaining time, I want us to go on to something that is indeed very clear and necessary.
弟兄姊妹，你或者会问,
you may well ask,
神为什么是这样带领我们?
Why would God lead us in such a way?
为什么他既然拯救我们，就救我们到底呢?
He has saved us and he would save us to the end.
不用我们再学这个功课，那么多妥当呢?
How good that we don't need to learn any of this.
神既然又定规咗，系用恩典嚟做我哋拯救嘅。God
had already determined that it is by grace that we are to be saved.
咁唔单止，而且呢，喺整个嘅救赎嘅恩典嘅里边，灵嘅拯救系恩典。And
we find that in God's salvation, we are saved indeed by grace.
弟兄姊妹，你回头嚟睇，你喺得救嘅事上边，你做过啲咩？
You look back and you see, as far as salvation is concerned, what have you done?
你什么都没做过?
You haven't done a thing.
你就是接受主为我们所做的。
You only receive what the Lord has done.
将来主回来的时候,
when the Lord returns in the future,
我们的身体得熟,
when our body is indeed
或者从死里复活，或者在复活的大能那处身体转变,
when whether we have been raised from the dead or our body is being transformed,
我们有做过什么?
What is it that we have done?
我们什么都没做过。
We have done nothing.
都是恩典。
It is all grace.
唯独在魂的拯救的事上面。
But in the matters of the soul being saved,
我们的主跟我们讲了很多的话。
The Lord had spoken much to us.
几乎新约的部分，相当大的部分，都是涉及到魂的拯救。
And the majority of the New Testament in fact touches on the salvation of the soul.
雅各书就讲到魂的拯救。
The book of James talk about salvation of the soul.
彼得前书就讲到魂的拯救。
First Peter talks about salvation of
the soul. 零零碎碎分散在各个书信的里面，不知咁多是魂的拯救。
All throughout the all other letters talks about the salvation of the soul.
特别在罗马书的里面呢，都好强嘅。 提到个魂嗰个拯救，
and especially also in the book of Romans, it strongly shown the salvation of the soul.
而家我哋嚟留意到恩膏嘅教训嚟带领我哋常住喺主里边，
and we see with the teaching of unction, we are to abide in the Lord.
你睇入去嘅时候，仍然喺魂嘅拯救嗰个部分嘅里边。
You see, even in this, it is the salvation of the soul.
你话神点解唔 全部俾晒恩典。
Why would God not use a grace all throughout?
弟兄姊妹，唔好咁快定神嘅罪咯。
Don't judge God just yet.
得救系恩典。
Salvation is by grace.
得赎系恩典。
Redemption is by grace.
得救仍然系恩典。
And in fact, to be saved is also definitely by grace. 喺
得救喺得胜嘅呢个阶段嘅里边嘅时候。我哋有我哋嘅责任。
And throughout all this, we do bear responsibility.
但系我哋责任嗰个完成仍旧系靠恩典。
And even for our responsibility to be fulfilled, we have to go by grace.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到究竟主要求我哋住喺主里面嘅目的喺边处咧？
What's the reason for the Lord asking us to abide in Him?
而同我哋读哥罗西嘅时候
，as we were reading Colossians.
我哋喺嗰处就话要遵主而行。
We say to walk in the Lord,
in Him.
In Him.
要遵主，要遵他而行。
And we have to walk in Him.
点解
？Why？
弟兄姊妹，如果你稍微留意到嗰啲字句上边所表达嘅意思，你知道。
If you know what those words is actually describing, then you will know.
咩叫做遵主而行呢
？What do you mean by walking in Him？
首先就你承认佢系主。
First, you have to acknowledge that He is the Lord.
你并且承认佢系绝对嘅主添。
You have to say that He is absolutely the Lord.
如果佢唔绝对系主嘅话咧，你可以我欢喜就遵行，唔欢喜嘅就唔睬你。
If not, then you will only follow and obey when you feel like it.
我为咩事我要住喺主里边
？Why do I need to abide in Him?
因为佢系我嘅根据。
Because He is my basis.
又系我嘅结局。
He is also my end.
我冇办法能够离开到佢。
There's no way for me to leave.
佢就決定咗我一切。
He is my determinant.
實際上面嚟講係咩嘢
？What does it mean?
咪又係佢係我嘅主。
He indeed truly is my Lord.
弟兄姊妹喺我哋嘅成長嘅過程嘅裏邊
，In the process of our growing up，
整個嘅問題就係我哋要俾主帶翻去到一個事實嗰處，我哋毫無保留咁樣嚟承認主係我哋嘅主。
We are to be led to a point where we will indeed unreservedly acknowledge the Lord to be our Lord.
啊，为咩事主要咁样嚟做呢
？For what is this for？
弟兄姊妹，我哋不能不去留意到我哋堕落嘅嗰个原因。
We can't but they go back to the reason of our fall.
啊，当然嗰件事情好似唔系我哋直接嘅责任。
Although it may not seem that this
系我哋老祖宗嘅责任。
But the responsibility of our ancestors.
但系我哋做咗佢嘅子孙咧，我哋亦冇办法唔有份承担佢嘅责任。
But as the descendants, we can't but also bear the responsibility.
我记得好多好耐好耐好耐之前，
系
同 Southampton 嘅顶尖咪交通过啦。不过而家剩翻喺呢处嘅系几个。
And I remember a long, long time ago, I've shared this with.Brothers and sisters in Southampton, but perhaps not all that many are here now.
所以重新提一次，大家都唔会沉气。
So if I mention this again, perhaps you will not be bored.
弟兄姊妹，人喺神面前堕落嘅嗰个真正嘅原因系咩
？The real reason for man's downfall, what is it?
你话佢哋食咗分别上树嘅果嘛
？Oh, they've eaten of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
系嗰个系堕落嘅动作。
True, that was the action that brought them downfall.
但系嗰个唔系原因。
But it wasn't the reason.
个原因喺边处咧
？Where's the reason?
点解我唔可以食分别善恶嘅果
？Why can't I eat of the fruit of that tree？
你一问呢个问题嘅时候，你立刻就睇到。
If you ask that question straight away, you
因为有一个权柄喺嗰处确定咗呢件事。
Because an authority has determined it so。
啊，个权柄喺度定规话，样样树上嘅果你都可以食，就系呢一个你唔可以食。
And the authority there states。You can eat of every fruit of every tree except this one.
你食嘅日子就一定死。
If you take of that, eat of that fruit, you will die.
弟兄姊妹，你睇到喺嗰处有一个权柄，有一个定规喺嗰度。
You know that's an authority there, and that's how it's been determined.
其实我哋如果能够睇到呢一点，我哋已经解决问题。
If I'm able to see that, then we will know, in fact, that the problem.
正如弟兄姊妹，你开车冲红灯。
And if you drive and you indeed go through a red light,
警察咁啱就睇到嘅就抄咗你牌。
And it so happens that you're being seen by police and your registration is taken,
告咗你上去交通法庭。
And you're being taken to court,
你就喺嗰处话。
And there you say,
关我咩事啊
What's that got to do with me?
佢樹嗰個紅燈標示喺個樹上，乜事都冇。
If it doesn't turn red, nothing would have happened.
你能唔能夠講咁嘅話
？Can you say that?
你不能講咁嘅話。
You can't say that.
因為嗰樹喺嗰個地方裏邊，就老早話俾你知有個權柄喺嗰度。
Right from the start, that tells you that is an authority there.
你衝紅燈就係衝撞咗嗰個權柄。
And if you go through the red light, you have indeed broken that authority.
就拒絕咗個權柄。
You in fact have rejected that authority.
你就唔接受嗰個權柄。
You're not accepting it.
等住就咁簡單嘅一回事。
It's so simple.
好啦，如今神話咁多嘅樹上面嘅果子你都可以食。
And God now says, of all the trees, you can eat of their fruit.
就係嗰棵你唔食得。
But not that one.
你会话神啊，咁多你都俾我食，净系嗰个唔俾。
He says, God, you give me all these trees, but not this one.
神，你少唔少气得啲啊
？Aren't you a bit mean?
神好简单就答咗我哋嘅问题啦。佢话我咁多都俾咗你，剩翻一棵，你贪唔贪心一啲啊
？God says, I've given you all except one left. Aren't you greedy?
领袖，我哋冇话好讲。
We have got nothing to say.
所以有人话，
some
嗰个分别上树咧。分为所有树就系苹果，苹果树。
Some people says, "Oh, that is an apple tree."
好似天主教人就讲，佢哋就系因为食咗个苹果咯。
Then the Catholic Church says, "Oh, it's because they have taken of that apple."
弟兄姊妹，你同我都唔知食得几多苹果。
But this is, I don't know how many apples you've eaten.
但我哋从来未曾因为食个苹果而自己责备自己。
And it wouldn't be because we have eaten apple and we feel guilty.
但系当日。佢食咗嗰個果，就引出咁大嘅問題。
But that time when Adam and Eve took of that fruit, it causes such a great problem.
問題唔係佢食多個蘋果用幾多啖嚟咬先至咬曬。
It's not a question of how many bites he or she took.
佢咬一啖同埋咬十啖冇分別。
Whether he took a bite or ten, no difference.
你咬一啖又係食咗個分別善惡嘅果。
You've taken a bite, you've eaten of that tree.
你咬十啖啊，當然更加係食咗個分別善惡嘅果。
And you have taken ten bites, all the more you have taken more.
但基本嘅事實就係話，你破壞咗神嘅權柄。
But there it says that you've actually broken the authority of God.
你拒絕咗神嘅權柄。
You have rejected His authority.
因此呢
？And what's the
end? 因為佢最終就墮落。
It caused the downfall of
our ancestors. 但同我哋呢班子孫又墮落。
So we also are fallen.
但感謝讚美我哋嘅主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
當神用救恩嚟恢復我哋嘅時候
，When God used His salvation to restore us,
我哋嘅時候
，and to return us,
佢要帶我哋去邊個地方得到挽回呢
？Where would He take us that we may be indeed returned?
從頭到尾都係重新讓我哋建立對神嘅權柄嘅接受。
Right from start to the end, in every aspect, for us to indeed establish the authority of God.
弟兄姊妹，你曉得人嘅墮落到一個地步，拒絕神嘅到一個咁樣嘅程度。
And for us to have fallen and have rejected a God to that extent,
從拒絕神到無神
，and from rejecting God to having no God.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到呢個就係人墮落嘅嗰個實際。
This is the reality of man's downfall.
如今神将我哋挽回
，and now God is recovering us.
神嗰个挽回呢，乃系把我哋带翻到神起初对人嘅设计。
That recovery brings us back to what God has intended right from the start.
等知会都晓得，起初人喺神嘅设计嘅里边，就系去发表神嘅权柄，去执行。对唔住，去发表神嘅荣耀，去执行神嘅权柄。
We know God's original plan is for man to indeed reveal and manifest His glory, and also to exercise His authority.
你如果要做一个发表神嘅权柄嘅人，你首先要俾神嘅荣耀嚟充。对唔住，你要发表神嘅荣耀嘅时候，你首先要俾神嘅荣耀嚟充满。
And to indeed manifest God's glory, you first need to be filled by His glory.
如果你要发表，你要执行神嘅权柄嘅时候，你必须先要自己系一个接受权柄嘅人。
And to exercise the authority of God, you first must be one subjected to His authority.
我哋冇接受到神嘅荣耀，我哋拒绝神嘅权柄，你点样去成就神喺人身上面嘅安排呢
？If we reject God's authority and not receive His glory, how could we indeed be in what God wants.
所以顶住，当我哋真正睇到救恩嘅嗰个最多嘅目的，乃系把我哋带翻去到神最先嘅设计嗰度。
And the highest point of our salvation is to lead us back to what God had planned from the start.
到到有一日，我哋再一次成为神荣耀嘅彰显。
So that we can indeed become the vessel to reveal God's glory.
我哋再一次成为神嘅权柄嘅执行人。
And we also those who are able to exercise the authority of God.
当我哋睇到神嘅救恩对我哋嗰个挽回系挽回到呢一个咁样嘅程度嘅时候
，When we see how our salvation is recovering us and to what point it is taking us，
咁你已经可以睇到神喺我哋身上边要得到嘅系乜嘢一回事
？Then you can see what is it that God is wanting to obtain from us，
就系要叫我哋尊佢为大。
That is indeed to magnify Him，
honor Him，
to honor Him。As his
the magnified one
and the magnified one.
弟兄姊妹，我喺呢点上边系非常明显。
In this, it is indeed very clear.
所以因此神拯救我哋嘅时候
，as God save us，
唔单止话得救系恩典。
To be saved is not just because of grace，
系恩典。
And to be redeemed is also by grace。
连得胜都系神嘅恩典嘅供应嚟叫我哋。去回转到我哋该站嗰个地位。
And victory for us is for us to also return back to the very position that God has planned for us.
呢个就牵涉到一个咩问题呢
？And what does it bring？
如果用圣经上面嘅话嚟讲，就系我哋信服神嘅权柄。
From the Bible, it is for us to subject ourselves under the authority of God.
弟兄姊妹先睇睇呢节圣经，先然后我哋再交通埋其他嗰一点点。
We'll look at this verse first before we go on to share the other points.
腓立比书第二章
Philippians chapter 2,
第十二节开首
starting from verse 12.
这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊，作成你们得救的功夫。因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行为要成就他的美意。
So that, my beloved, even as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now, much rather in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is a God who works in you, both the willing and the working according to his good pleasure.
那弟兄姊妹你注意腓立比书呢说嘅话
，Francis, take note of what is said here in Philippians。
保罗带领腓立比教会到主嘅面前
，and Paul brought the church of Philippi to God。
你好清楚睇到
，here you can see clearly。
保罗喺做带佢哋进入神儿子嘅嗰个恩典嘅丰盛嘅时候，已经教导佢哋学习信服嘅功课。
And when they're brought in salvation and of salvation grace, they already learned the lesson of indeed subjection and submission.
我哋读《使徒行传》，我哋晓得保罗喺腓立比呢个地方唔系停留好耐。
We know that from Acts, Paul did not remain in Philippi for long.
佢哋河边遇到嗰班寻求主嘅嗰班妇女。
And by the river.How the ladies who were seeking after God.
咁就传福音呢班妇女就信咗主。
And having preached the gospel, these women have believed.
就留保罗喺腓立比。
And they detained Paul in Philippi.
腓立比就喺保罗就喺腓立比做咗一个好短时间嘅传福音。
And Paul, in fact, preached only briefly there.
但系引起当地一啲人嘅反对。
And there, some opposition arose.
就将佢捉咗，佢困咗喺监里头。
And he was taken and imprisoned in jail.
但系主拯救佢同西拉两个人离开咗嗰个监。
And God delivered Paul and Silas out of that jail.
咁然后呢，好快佢就离开腓立比。
Very quickly he left Philippi.
所以佢留喺腓立比嘅日子好短。
So his days in Philippi was rather short.
但你留意到保罗就话：我喺你哋中间嘅时候，你哋已经学顺服嘅功课。
And Paul already says that in my presence, you already learn what it is to obey.
学接受神嘅权柄嘅功课。
the lessons of subjecting to God's authority.
如果我唔喺你哋嗰处咧，我都听闻讲你哋更加喺呢件事情上边系有学习。
Now, even in my absence, I see you are learning this all the more.
佢话咁你哋就更加要谨慎、战惊、恐惧嚟活出你嗰个救恩嚟啦。
And says, therefore, much more you are now to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
点解呢
？Why？
保罗底下就讲。
Paul went on to say,
因为我哋立志行事，系神喺我哋里边。中文就讲运行，我哋讲得清楚啲就系话，系神喺我哋里边发动。
And for it is God who works in you both the willing and the working according to His good pleasure.
就系神喺我哋里边俾我哋有带领。
God indeed giving to us that leading from the
Lord. 神为咩事咁带领？神为咩事要咁样带领我哋呢
？Why would God so lead us？
为咗要叫我哋去作出神所喜悦嘅事。
So that we may indeed bring forth what pleases God.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
因此弟兄姊妹，你注意到。
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
喺整个救恩嘅过程嘅里边
，In the whole process of salvation，
神要求我哋嘅生命成长。
God wants our life to grow。
你留意到我哋生命嘅成长系神自己所作嘅工。
We know that our growth is the very work of God。
弟兄姊妹记得保罗话
，Remember Paul saying，
我都系种咗
，I have sown。
阿波罗浇灌咗
，Paul Apollos watered。
唯独系神叫佢生长。
It is God who gives the increase。
弟兄姊妹，我哋嘅生命嗰个成长，本来就系神嘅恩典嘅作为。
And our growth, in fact, is the very work of God Himself。
但系为着成全神嗰个心意。
And to fulfill the will of God。
佢话喺腓立比书里边讲得够清楚啦。
And what the Book of Philippians state clearly.
我哋行事为人系神喺我哋心里边运行。
In fact, it is God who does both the willing and the working.
为了成就佢嘅美意。
To indeed to His good according to His good pleasure.
神带我哋去活出神嗰个要求。
God leading us to live out what He requires.
如果具体嘅连接到我哋呢次交通嘅嗰个主题。
And if we are to link up with the topic that we've been sharing.
神喺我哋里边运行。
God working in us.
你换一句说话来讲，不是就是说恩膏的教训在我们的里面发生作用。
In other words, it's the teaching of the unction coming into fruition.
但是你看到这个研究是在恩典里面所作的。
This is indeed also the very work of grace.
研究是恩典里面所作的供应。
And it is indeed the provision of
grace. 但是更重要的一件事。
But even more importantly,
就是你所站的地位。
It's the position that you stand.
但是我们常常在属灵嘅事情上边有挣扎嘅时候
，often when in spiritual matters we struggle，
我哋把嗰个难处睇到好大
，we look at the difficulty and we indeed see it so big，
啊，大到好似我哋冇办法能够担得起
，it's so big to the point that we know we are not able to lift it or to overcome it。
但系我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅神
，well thank and praise our God。
帖撒罗尼加哥林多后书保罗喺个说话
，Second Corinthians Paul said。
他说从前我们在亚西亚受压太重
and we were in Asia and we were indeed being burdened greatly,
力不能升
and we were not able to overcome
甚至连活命的指望都没有
even not having any hope of living
但是感谢神
but we thank God
是神自己救了我们
it is God who had delivered us
他曾经救我们脱离极大的死亡
He indeed delivered us out of death
现今仍然救我们
And now He's still delivering us
并且我们盼望他将来仍然是救我们
And we know that He will still deliver us
弟兄姊妹保罗在那里就讲出他所面对很多的事情是重到连活望的指望都没有
And the situation that they faced was so severe that they were indeed in danger of their lives.
但是他经历到神自己的那个拯救。
And they experienced the deliverance of the Lord.
从前神救过我。
God had delivered us before.
如今神又继续救我。
And He's still doing it now.
并且一直我还等候仰望他在将来的时候他依旧是救我。
And I'm still waiting for the fact that in the future He will still deliver me.
换一句说话来说。
In other words,
神站在我那边。
God, having stood at my side,
我会有乜嘢 系我唔能够胜过嘅咩
？Is there anything I'm not able to overcome？
但系我哋常常喺感觉上边系企喺相反嘅嗰、那个情形嘅下边。
However, in our feelings, we always stand in the other side.
我哋软弱，好软弱，好软弱，冇办法啊，应付唔嚟。
We are so weak, we are so weak, and we are not able to withstand it.
但弟兄姊妹，我哋忘记咗一件事。
But we have forgotten one thing.
系乜嘢呢
？And what's that？
我哋究竟企喺边处？
Where are we standing?
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
We thank and praise our God.
我哋系企在基督里边。
If we are standing in Christ.
你话企喺基督里边系一回咩事啊
？What does it mean to be standing in Christ?
企喺基督里边就系话
，What it means is
神已经叫我，已经将我哋嘅旧人钉死，而叫我哋喺主嘅救恩里边活过嚟。
And this very old man.God had crucified on the cross, and God is indeed enabling us to live out the new man.
但是我们难以接受神的权柄的。
We find it difficult to accept God's authority.
有撒旦的那个欺骗、煽动、迷惑在那里。
And with his deception, and also temptation and trickery.
但是如果我这个人系死咗。
If this very person has died，
撒旦所有嘅动作对我嚟讲，会唔会发生有一啲咁样嘅反应
？All that he's trying to do， will it have any response？
你知唔知我哋记得传福音嘅时候有一个比喻啊，就系话
，And in preaching gospel， there is a In fact, some message for building up. If towards someone who is dead, you scold him, you kick him, and you beat him, will he respond? He will not.
丁志文，你留意到喺神喺佢嘅救恩嘅里头已经做咗一件事情，系咁清楚。
Take note that in salvation.This is what God had done, and it is very clear.
有几多位弟兄姊妹，你背得出加拉太书二章二十节
？How many of us are able to recite Galatians 2 verse 20?
如果你背唔出，偷偷地睇下。
If you can't recite it, you can have a peep.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
I have been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Now it's no longer I who lives, but Christ who lives in me.
弟兄姊妹，我哋必须睇到我哋系企喺边处。
We need to see very clearly where do we stand.
我哋系企喺与基督同钉十字架嘅嗰个位置。
Do we stand in place where we have been crucified with Christ?
但有时我哋就唔够了解呢件事。
So often we don't understand this.
我举个例子俾弟兄姊妹睇下。
I'll give you an example.
因为我哋有时睇到一啲嘅事咧，话我未行死喎。
Sometimes we come across some situation that says, "Oh, we're not dead yet."
就弟兄姊妹，我举一件事俾你睇下。
I'll just give an example。
阿来汤个田鸡未？
阿来 ，have you？
因为英国冇乜田鸡系嘛
？You have not in fact killed a frog before？
有冇田鸡啊？英国有嘅，应该嗬。
Any frogs？
不过或者唔多都唔定。
Perhaps it's not all that many。
咁如果你喺香港啊，或者喺广州啊，或者喺南方你睇到人劏田雞嘅機會好多。
If you are from Hong Kong or anywhere else in the East, the chance of you seeing them killing the frog or slaying the frog, there'll be more chance of that.
我哋讀過中學嗰啲弟兄姊妹喺你嗰個生物實驗室裏面有冇做過一個實驗劏田雞
？And in the labs for secondary school children, have they actually？kill a frog before.
如果你做过嘅话咧，你就好清楚晓得。
If you have done a dissection before, you would know.
田鸡啊，你劏咗佢个肚，挖晒佢嘅内脏出嚟，摆喺度。
And for the frog, you can dissect it open, and you take everything out of it.
你问佢死未
？Yes. Are you dead?
佢有时咁样回答你。
Sometimes it may reply you.
成只跳起上嚟。
He will still jump up. And he will still jump around.
你问佢你死未
？He says, "Are you dead?"
你话佢死未
？Do you think it's dead?
弟兄姊妹，呢啲系 喺中國南方嘅人好多機會你碰到呢啲事。
And in South China, you often see this.
其實呢類嘅事情咧，仲唔淨止田雞嘅，好多。
In fact, it's not just for the frogs. In fact, many others.
你見過嗰啲雞湯過啦，來。
Yeah,
你攰到佢嘅頸流咗血，劈佢喺嗰度嘅時候，一陣你翻嚟揾唔到佢。試過未？去邊度揾到佢咧？哇！走埋去嗰度，唔知邊個當頭，佢匿埋喺嗰度。
And a chicken after you've killed it, and then you leave it, somehow it disappears and it's somewhere else.
佢話佢應該死嘅啦，點解會走咗去嗰度
？It should have been dead. How come it still can go away？
因為我哋時時就係俾一種咁樣嘅假象嚟呃咗我哋。
So often we are being deceived by such things.
我哋以為我哋仲我哋嗰個舊人，我哋嗰個肉體，我哋仲會喐嘅，我哋仲會行走，仲會想嘅。所以咧喺咁嘅情裏面，我冇辦法能夠應付撒旦又好，或者話各種嘅試探又好，我緊輸緊嘅。
And says that I'm still moving, I'm still so much of my old self and flesh. Then if Satan comes against me, I'm bound to lose.
弟兄姊妹，你要睇到，你絕對唔會輸緊嘅。
You have to see that you cannot lose，
因為你係已經企喺基督嘅裏面。
Because you are standing in Christ，
我哋嘅舊人係同基督同釘十字架。
This very old man had been
crucified
with the Lord on the
cross。雖然喺我哋呢個人嘅身上面，仲有好多舊人嘅傾向、舊人嘅習慣、舊人嘅嗰種負累。
Although in us we still have much the old habits of the old man and its inclination，
拖住我哋，明明系恩膏嘅教训嚟到嘅时候，我哋绑翻转头。
We could be that when the teaching of unction comes, we push it away。
但弟兄姊
妹 ，brothers and sisters，
当主俾我哋有见光嘅时候
，when the Lord enlightens us，
我哋晓得我哋系站在一个得胜嘅地位上。
We know we are standing as a victor。
呢个得胜嘅地位同埋个得胜嘅基础，乃系主恩典嘅供应造成。
And this position of a victor, and its grace is what the Lord had done。
我哋一次两次学唔上呢个功课。
Once, twice, perhaps we fail in learning。
第三次我都一定学上去。
But on a third occasion, we should learn。
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
We thank and praise God。
因为神嘅定义又系要喺我哋呢班人嘅身上面嚟挽回我哋翻到神最初嘅嗰个目的。
Because it's God's intention to recover us right through to the very purpose from the beginning。
我哋敬拜赞美我哋嘅主。
We thank and praise our Lord。
因此弟兄姊妹，你留意到啦。
Francis, you are able to take note now。
当我哋真实知道。我哋活喺神嘅救赎嘅恩典里面嘅人，我哋嘅生活动作系根据乜嘢？
If we are really living in the salvation grace, all our life and our actions, what is it based on?
如果你照住腓立比书嚟讲，你已经知道系一回咩事。
According to Philippians, you already know what it is.
但如果你去到罗马书里面第二章里面再去睇清楚呢？
But if you go to Romans chapter 2 and you see this clearly,
你会好清楚地睇到神嘅儿女嗰个生活动作嗰个根据，唔系根据眼见嘅外边嘅事物。
You see that all that the children of God should live and in accordance not to what the eyes can see.
人家以为眼见嘅事物就系真嘅。
Everyone thinks what they see is real.
但神把神嘅儿女放喺一个更高嘅层次。
But God has put His children in on a higher level.
叫我哋体会到眼见嘅事物都唔一定系真嘅。
That even what is seen by the eyes may not be true.
咁既然系咁样，我哋嘅生活、我哋嘅动作、我哋或者话工作，我哋嘅根据喺边处
？If so, then our action, our living, our work, on what basis do we do these things?
我哋嘅根据喺里边。
It's based on something within.
喺基督嘅生命嗰度。
It is in the life of Christ.
所以罗马书嗰时特别提醒我哋。
So Romans, we are specially reminded.
佢话外边作犹太人嘅唔系真犹太人。
Those who are outwardly Jews, they are not Jews.
嗰个系罗马书第二章最拉尾嗰一段嘅话里边提到。
It is the very end of chapter 2, this is mentioned.
弟兄姊妹翻去自己睇啦。
Brothers and sisters, you can go back and read it yourself.
外边做犹太人嘅唔系真犹太人。
A true Jew is not a Jew outwardly.
外面嘅割礼又唔系真系嘅割礼。
An outward circumcision is not true circumcision.
咁真犹太人系点嘅呢
？So who are the real Jews?
喺里边。
It is within.
真嘅割礼系点嘅呢
？What is the true circumcision?
喺里边。
is within.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
We thank and praise our God.
换一句说话嚟讲
，In other words，
我神嘅儿女喺神嘅面前个成长嘅过程，唔系根据眼见外表嘅事物。
The process of growing of God's children does not indeed go according to what the eyes see.
乃系根据我哋里头生命嘅嗰个带领。
But rather, it's in accordance to the leading of within.
特别系我哋今次特别提到话，你要常住喺主里边。
Especially at this time, when we talk about abiding in Him.
就引我哋去注意到嗰个恩膏嘅教训。
Leading us to see the teaching of the unction.
我哋巴不得呢一个已经俾人忽略咗好耐好耐嘅一个真理嘅事实，能够喺神嘅儿女嘅身上边恢复翻。
This has been neglected for a long time, and we hope that God will be able to recover in the midst of His children.
叫我哋好确实地揾到呢一条生命成长嘅路。
We can clearly and surely find the way of growing.
照住约翰一书嚟讲
，and here in this book，
佢话等到主嚟嘅时候
，when the Lord comes，
我哋唔知道羞愧。
That we will not be put to shame.
因为我们都长成,
because we would have grown.
满了基督长成的身量,
indeed, to the full maturity of Christ.
我估我这次和弟兄姊妹交通就停在这里了。
I think my sharing ends with for brothers and sisters here.
我们有些祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们敬拜赞美你。
Lord, we indeed thank you and praise you.
因为几时你打开我们的眼睛，我们都看到你恩典的奇妙。
Lord, whenever you open our eyes, we indeed are in wonder of your grace.
又叫我们看到你恩典的丰富。
We also see indeed how abundant your grace is.
你乐意我们这一班人在你救恩的里面，一个一个都被带到你起初的目的。
That in salvation you will lead each and every one of us to the very purpose that you have.
所以你将你的话留给我们。
So you have indeed left your words for us.
你正将圣灵赏赐俾我哋。
You also have given the Holy Spirit to us.
要叫我哋喺圣灵嘅引导底下活喺你自己嘅话嘅光嘅底。
That in the leading of the Holy Spirit, that we are to live in the light of your words.
叫我哋常常系喺光中见光嘅嚟行走喺我哋一生嘅路程。
So in light, we shall see light, and to indeed live our days as such.
你叫我哋睇见你嘅安排，我哋只有俯伏敬拜。
When we come to see what you have planned and purpose, we can only bow in worship.
将称颂、感谢、赞美都归俾你。
And all praise, honor, and glory be to you.
但愿我哋嘅主，你唔单止俾我哋系紧紧知道你点样带领我哋行走。
Lord, let us not only know how you would lead us.
你想赐我哋一个毫无保留的顺服的心意来跟上你的脚踪。
Give to us indeed that spirit of submission unreservedly in following after you.
明确的叫我们有把握知道羔羊无论往哪里去，我们都是跟随羔羊。
That assuredly we will say wherever the lamb goes, we will follow.
我们敬拜赞美我们的主。
We thank and we worship our Lord.
因为你是神的羔羊。
Because you are indeed the lamb of God.
你背负了世人的罪孽。
You indeed have taken upon yourself the sins of the world.
子进荣耀里边去。
And you will lead many sons into glory.
我哋就喺你嘅心思嘅里边，喺你自己嘅设计嘅里边，承受咗咁大嘅祝福。
And in your thoughts, and indeed in your plan, we have indeed received such great blessing.
但愿主继续扶持我哋，成全我哋喺你嘅旨意嘅里边。
Lord, continue to lead us and also perfect us in your will.
我哋再一次话感谢赞美归俾你。
Again, we say.Thanks and praise be to you.
属天的祝福归给我们。
And indeed, heavenly blessing be unto us.
我们这样祈祷感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray and give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.